Ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
.658 on 960 The Quake. Top of the hour. You get a couple of minutes from CNN, the latest on those American soldiers and what has been discovered about them. Then, Quake celebrates Pride Week this week with a Quake News Team special. And then, a couple minutes later, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie from 7 to 10 at the Hotel Vitale. Good morning, Will Durst, Willie Brown, and Paul Wells.
And good morning, John.
How is everyone today?
John, we're in great health. Sun's shining, and it's going to warm up. And the Giants that did a one-hitter last night. Everything's cool.
No bats, but great pitching.
That's all it takes.
Can look great.
Yeah.
I blame Andy Velver. In middle of the eighth inning. Hey, he's got a no-hitter. And everybody in the three rows went, shut up! Because you're not supposed to mention it.
You know, the Giants haven't had a no-hitter since the late 76. 70s. Yeah.
Count Montefusco.
Wow.
A name we mentioned just yesterday. We had totally forgotten about it.
Well, Kane threw a one-hitter in Oakland. That hit came in the third inning.
Yeah.
This one was the eighth. Two outs in the eighth.
He was nipping the corners.
Mm-hmm. I should think, though, that it would be... I'm with your guy. I'd be yelling. He's got a no-hitter going. I said that in the second inning.
Well, the Angels also cheated. They threw a ball to distract him. They did. A ball got loose from one of their bullpen pitchers, and it came down. Yeah.
I saw that.
That was very next pitch.
All right, another big show today, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, coming right up. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. The family of one of two U.S. soldiers missing in Iraq since last Friday says they've gotten the bad news. CNN's Ed Lavandera is in Houston, where relatives of Christian Menchaca say the military's notified them of his death.
I spoke with an aunt of Christian Menchaca, who lives here in the Houston neighborhood where he grew up, and she told me just a short while ago that the family had received official word from the U.S. military that indeed Menchaca's body was found.
A U.S. military spokesman says they found the remains of what they believed to be Menchaca and Thomas Tucker last night near the town of Yusufia. CNN's Brianna Keeler is in Madras, Oregon, where the Tucker family is in seclusion.
The family is being very private. We're respecting their privacy, and what we have seen is what appears to be friends coming and going. We've seen people outside this morning hugging, appearing to be wiping tears, but at this point we're not in touch with the family.
The two soldiers disappeared following an attack at a military checkpoint south of Baghdad. A third soldier was killed in the ambush. President Bush says pulling U.S. troops from Iraq now would be a defeat for the U.S. Senators today are debating Democratic plans calling for a withdrawal timetable. The Army charges three U.S. soldiers with murder in the killings of three Iraqi prisoners in May. CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr reports there's some concern there may have been a cover-up in alleged Haditha murders last fall.
General Bartow's report is done and has gone to the top commander in the area, General Corelli. That is a report about whether there was a cover-up in the alleged murder, if you will, the killing, the shooting of 24 Iraqi civilians. There was one set of facts reported by the Marines right after it happened, and then it became very clear something else had taken place.
The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Bill Caiaccio, Will and Willie, and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special report from 960 The Quake News, celebrating Pride 2006.
Dyke is not a dirty word. For San Francisco's Dykes on Bikes, they provide the hum that leads the San Francisco Gay Pride Parade.
I think it jumpstarts the whole parade. I mean, when you've got that many bikes coming down Market Street, I mean, the noise and the vibration, it just radiates out through, and I think it just sends and just boosts everybody's energy levels up, and they know that, you know, it started.
Well, they started in 1976.
It's our 30th anniversary this year.
It's our 30th anniversary this year. this year.
The San Francisco Women's Motorcycle Contingents, Vic Germany and Sunny Wolf, say they play a special role in Pride.
It's usually known as a male-oriented celebration, and I think the motorcycles Dykes on Bikes brings women out.
But this year, it's special. Dykes on Bikes trademark 2006.
Being able to put a TM after Dykes on Bikes for San Francisco, yeah, you bet it's a special year.
Dykes on Bikes winning one battle in their trademark war over the term, trying to convince Washington powers that be that Dyke is their word, not the government's.
We're taking a name that has been derogatory in the past, and we're making it our own. Therefore, we're changing what it means. It no longer hurts us. It no longer makes us go back into the closet, for heaven's sakes.
But Sonny says there's just something about a beautiful Dyke on a bike.
It's the freedom of it. It's the way you just get on your bike and you feel like you're one with the road. You're one with whatever surroundings you're in, whether it's, you know, in the city or out in the country, in the mountains, by the lake. It's a beautiful way to travel. It just is. You know, sometimes it's beyond words. It's very empowering.
It's very empowering.
For women. It's really an ego boost. It boosts one's self-confidence when they realize that they can actually handle a machine that's on two wheels.
And to take it through the curves and all that.
And take it through the curves.
And they're no longer the bitch on the back.
You can hear these special Pride reports all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., and they're available for download as well at our website, quakeradio.com.
Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast, fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:06, this report brought to you by Mattress Discounters. On the Bay Bridge, upper deck right before Treasure Island, a stall in the second lane from the left. It's pretty jammed up on the incline, as you might expect. Metering lights on, back up to the A80 overcross now. Concord crash, 4 eastbound Willow Pass Road. Two cars, looks like one of them may have gone off the embankment. On the peninsula, things look fairly quiet. South Bay good at the moment as well, BART on time. Powell Street cable car not running this morning. They're doing some maintenance on it. You can take a bus bridge up the normal route that the Powell Street car would go. Mattress Discounters celebrating recent store openings and offering 24 months interest-free financing on approved credit. Come to the grand opening event today and save up to $300 on select Sealy and Simmons special purchases. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. Check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero in our live studio. And I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. Gentlemen, what do we have in the news this morning?
Supreme Court. It's very, very weird these days. Every decision is going to be 4-4 in Kennedy. And on the wetlands.
4-4 in Kennedy.
4-4 in Kennedy. That's what it's coming down to. Literally, because on the Clean Water Act, you would assume that that's the anchor tenet of most environmental protective legislation in this country. And, of course, many people have been trying to erode it for years, and they've been hoping that in this administration they would be able to do so. Again, at the Supreme Court level, a case in point, Kennedy writes an opinion that goes both ways. He says, hey, you know, the Clean Water Act is here, and it is probably overburdening to some people, but it should stay in place, but only if the wetlands relationships is technically related to water. And the technical relationship to water is a scientific decision to be decided. So it's 5-4 with Kennedy's vote, puts the wetlands operation in danger, probably unleashes a whole new set of regulatory fights, and gives, I think, Democrats an opportunity in this fall's campaign to campaign on something they otherwise would not have a shot at.
Which is the environment.
That's right. That's right. Would not have had a shot at. And then there's a great story about Mountjoy, who is the candidate against Biden.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not a candidate. What's he got in the bank? He's got like $3 in the bank. What did it say in the paper? He had like $13,000 in the bank, and she's got $7 million, and he can't raise any money from Republicans?
He can't get anybody to give him money or lend him money.
Or Schwarzenegger's not even going to endorse him.
And nobody wishes to be seen with him.
Oh, poor baby.
Right, I feel sorry. Einstein, huh?
He's acting as his own press secretary.
his own driver.
His own security.
He doesn't get invited any place, Republican or Democrat.
And he's running for U.S. Senate in California as the Republican nominee.
And I love his line. I knew this was going to be an uphill battle. What a great line.
Trying to put out the fires of hell with a teaspoon and a 40-mile trek. Yeah.
And then there's a great front page photograph in the Chronicle of Ron Dellums. Replica of Kofi Annan. In that particular photograph.
Oh, yeah.
You see them, you know, with the white hair, the full head of white hair, from which I am jealous, but nevertheless, a full head of white hair.
If you grew it out, you would have a nice gray thing going on there.
Don't humor me.
I'm not kidding.
Don't even come close.
You get the sides going, though.
Your sincerity disappears. And your perfect utterance of a lie.
Yeah. I mean, even Tony's laughing. I mean, come on.
He should. Everybody should laugh. But it's a great shot of Dellums, and I love Dellums' comments. What are you talking about? It was a close race to some reporter. He says, I won by 14,000 votes. How could it be a close race? Which is not a bad line. He did say, though.
I liked what he said. We're going to build Oakland into a world-class city again.
Says it's a little jewel of a city. Will become a world-class city. He wants 100,000 more people living in downtown Oakland. 100,000 more people. Jerry Brown only went after 10,000, and Jerry didn't get there quite before his terms ended. Dellums wants 100,000 people in downtown Oakland. Every developer in the world ought to be over there on day one with a proposal.
Sucking
on
land. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. If he intends to do that, I don't know where there's that much space unless you become really dense in downtown Oakland. But that's what he's recommending. And if he did get 100,000 people downtown, just think of what that would do for the businesses in Oakland. It would be incredible. Just absolutely incredible. There are clearly some
BART is so convenient over there. I mean, you have a lot of amenities that could be available in downtown Oakland.
Well, his comments were very, very upbeat, representing a great level of optimism and some practicality involved.
Does culture come from density, or does culture attract density?
I think culture comes from density. I think that where you have lots and lots of people interacting with each other,
and then you end up with the cafes and the bars and the nightclubs,
and you get the creativity.
Yeah.
You get all those people in one spot, a la New York. New York is has pockets of culture in almost every neighborhood.
I know, but the artists always seek out the next neighborhood. So the artists are always finding the cheap neighborhoods.
I was going to say, the artists are cheap people. They're always looking for the deal.
That's right.
And then they complained about gentrification. I love
They're getting kicked out. Hey, they created this neighborhood. This neighborhood would have been nothing without them.
And then how about
you brought the nightclubs down. It's because the artists stay up till 3 in the morning.
Speaking of density, Will, I don't know if you know this, but a conservative think tank operation in opposition to the immigration efforts that are being made in Washington, D.C., have now concluded that there will be, in the next 20 years, if the legislation pending in the Senate really is enacted, or that came through the Senate's enacted, there will be 100 million additional people on the immigrant side.
They're just making stuff up now?
I think so, but no one is challenging.
100 million, that's ridiculous.
100 million. A third more of population in this country will come, according to this particular right-wing think tank operation in opposition to immigration.
And how do you get 100 million people in here just walking in?
I don't know.
Is that what they're claiming?
We have some space in Minnesota.
There's some space in North Dakota.
Yeah,
there's some space in Wyoming. There's some space in the Central Valley.
So,
not much, though.
Yeah, but
not much.
There's some. There's some. And if you play it right, you can start stacking them on top of each other. Oh. All out of the cemetery in Buenos Aires. You know, they do bury people.
On top of each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
high-rise cemeteries?
They stack them. That's right. They stack them and they build huge facilities above. I don't know what you'd call them.
You've been to Buenos Aires?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. I'm a world traveler.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
well,
you know.
I've never been to Buenos Aires. I've been to Sao Paulo, but I've never been to Buenos Aires.
Oh, yeah. I went down, you know, I think it was tango competition or something in my younger days. I love PJ laughing about that.
Excuse me. Wait a minute.
Tango.
I think this one needs a little more
vented.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in the future. But nevertheless, 100 million people. 100 million more people.
I don't buy it.
And I love the fact that
even if you opened all the borders to unlimited immigration, I don't think you're going to end up with 100 million people.
Well,
you can't afford to get here.
They may not stay, but they might come in.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like Vegas. You know, every year Vegas. More people are moving to Vegas every year. Yeah, they come in June. No, they come in December through March, and then they live through a summer in Vegas. They don't tell you that,
and
you know, two-thirds of them leave. So they're only gaining a third of the people.
Aren't baked.
It's like Palm Springs. Palm Springs loses about 50% of its population.
Every year?
Every year.
And then the snowbirds
on a rotation basis.
No, they do.
Come and they go out.
Yeah, they do. They winter in Palm Springs and they summer in San Diego.
And almost everybody has their individual golf course. There's 100 and some odd golf courses in a little place like Palm Springs.
And I hope Phil Mickelson is practicing on one of them.
And there is no question about the need, you know, the use of water down there, because you know Palm Springs is sitting on a spring, which is kind of an amazing thing for the desert. That's why you have no water problems in Palm Springs.
I gotta go down. I really like that place.
You do?
Yeah. No, I do. I didn't think I would. I thought I would hate it, and then I had a couple of gigs down there. There's something about that mountain. There's something magnetic, magical about that mountain.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It is not a conservative place. As a matter of fact, the mayor is, I think, is a black guy. A gay black man is the mayor of Palm Springs.
Cool.
And if you recall, last week when we had the human rights campaign guy on, when you asked the question, do you endorse only Democrats? He says, no, we endorse Mary Bono from down in Palm Springs. And so, obviously, she's got her stuff together in that environment down there. And one of the foremost political consultants ever in the history of this town, a fellow named Robert Barnes, who I guess created the firm of Barnes and
Noble? Barnes and Noble?
No, not Barnes and Noble. I call them Barnes and Noble. But Barnes, Mosier, and Whiters, and the L series, Louder. he bought a house down there, and he used to commute back and forth between the time that he was running campaigns up here and going down there. Unfortunately, we lost him about 4 or 5 years ago. But Palm Springs is a hit place, so to speak. But you can't fly in there. You can fly in there like once a day or something.
You get to fly in Ontario.
And you can't fly out at all. I mean, you have to almost walk out.
It's so expensive.
And then I love the windmills. Have you seen those windmills?
Oh, yeah.
That windmill farm?
They got them like we have them at Altamont Pass.
There's an environmental problem. The birds are flying into them.
So nobody told them about it.
Yeah, nobody warned them.
Nobody warned them.
They think it's another big bird.
We have a great show this morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie. We have author Tim Flannery, author of The Weathermakers, How Man is Changing the Climate and What It Means for Life on Earth. Here is the summer solstice, and what is regarded as Earth Day is coming up tomorrow. We have Representative Barbara Lee of Oakland, and of course her concern with Darfur turns into a good topic for World Refugee Day today. And in the next segment, writer from The Examiner in the grand three-dot tradition of Herb Cain, we have P.J. Corkery with us next. 718, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in 3 new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here!
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Streaming online at quakeradio.com. On the air at 960 AM. Wherever you go, we are there. San Francisco's progressive talk station. 960 The Quake.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Dialed dialed into Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. 722 on this Tuesday, June 20th already. How did that happen? Mr. Mayor, who do we have?
We've got P.J. Corkery from the San Francisco Examiner and a ghostwriter.
And a ghostwriter. Ghostwriter. And I've been... And
For spook.
Oh, man, I ain't going there.
No,
no, I'm not allowed.
You know, and it's,
How is the ghostwriting going?
Ghostwriting proceeds apace. One word follows another.
Yes, indeed. That's how
pretty
it works.
And you add them up. You got a certain number,
and
then
you get a paragraph.
Next chapter. But apropos just to that, I've been reading about Huey Long. Looking for vocabulary, and there's a great line in there. Huey Long, the great dictator of Louisiana, assassinated in the state capitol, the man who whose motto was, every man a king, no man wears a crown. Great threat to Roosevelt.
Architect of the New Deal.
And to some degree. But at one point, he's running for governor, and he's down in South Louisiana, and the campaign manager down there says to him, Governor, you know, you're from North Louisiana, Baptist country up there where you're from. Down here we have all Catholics, so remember this. So the Huey Long gets up and speaks to the crowd from the stump, and he says, it's a pleasure to be down here in this parish. He says, I remember as a small boy, Sunday morning, 6 a.m., having to hitch the horse to the wagon and drive my Catholic grandparents to Mass. And then, you know, drive him home, 9 a.m., I'd hitch that horse to the wagon, and I'd drive my Baptist grandparents to church. So he finishes the speech. They're in the car going somewhere else. The campaign guy says to him, Governor, you've been holding back on us. I didn't know you had Catholic grandparents. Shoot, says the governor, we didn't even have a horse. So that's today's history lesson. History can be fun.
Now you got an idea what the book is like.
There's also some great...
A politician, a man who will promise to build a bridge where there is no river.
That's right. That's right, but make it a free bridge. It won't be a toll road.
I was doing it in Alaska to the tune of millions of dollars.
That's right.
You guys are fanciful, but it actually happened.
I remember one of the greatest roads I ever traveled on was a road in Boston that went absolutely nowhere, and its name was the Honorable Phil J. Rooney Memorial McAdam Parkway. The name was longer than the road. But it was good.
But, you know, in Louisiana, you talk about Huey Long, it was traditional. A parish that did not vote for the governor would never be paved.
Oh,
you'd have the pavings come right up to that parish, stop there, and begin on the next side.
No kid.
Oh, yes.
In the 30s?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. There's no paving of the roads.
Every job in every city and town went through the governor's office. Police chiefs, fire chiefs, he controlled every job in every...
In Louisiana. Region.
And there's a governor in Kentucky who's just got indicted in June for practicing that trade without authority.
What
the governor of Kentucky decided to terminate, in spite of civil service, all these Democrats, in all the people in civil service roles, practically, who were Democrats, and appoint his political loyalists. And there have been some 15 indictments. In early June, he was indicted. He was indicted while he's away on vacation in Florida. And they told him about the indictment. He said, don't worry about the lawyer, we'll handle it. The lawyer went in, entered a plea of not guilty, and the governor stayed on vacation. And he's just now returning to Kentucky to start the process, and the Republicans are all running away from him. Mitch McConnell, the senator.
Yeah,
because it looks like Democrats have a shot in Kentucky based upon the fact that this guy says, these are just little misdemeanors. Why is anybody concerned?
Well, the Constitution's essentially been suspended in this country anyway.
Oh, yeah.
At least for a Republican office.
Let the rich run everything.
So it's all right. Well, here is some trivial items culled from the papers. PJ reads the papers, so you don't have to. And here's today's question.
Assuming you could read.
That could be a feature on 960 The Quake.
What is the safest and what is the unsafest U.S. city to drive in?
Boston's going to be the unsafest.
Okay. And any offerings, Mayor?
Yes, the safest, Mineola. No problem.
Safest Mineola?
I would go Oklahoma City because it's the biggest.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Boston apparently is so unsafe it's not even counted.
Oh, really?
That's right. Allstate did the survey, and they refused to sell insurance there. But the unsafest city in the U.S., it's a tie, and San Francisco is... Is tied. San Francisco is... it's Paterson, New Jersey, San Francisco, and one other, someplace like...
is that for accidents or also stolen cars as well?
Well, this is the way they've measured it is based on their policies, is the number of years a driver typically has between accidents.
No.
In San Francisco, it's 6.5 years.
I thought it was annual.
But this is just how they constructed the survey.
I know, but if you don't have an accident in this town, you're not driving.
That's right.
You're not trying.
You're off the road.
You clearly are not driving. You're using Muni.
Yeah. And the safest city in the United States to drive in is Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Followed by Fort
South
Collins.
South Dakota.
Fort Collins, Colorado.
Fort Collins.
Yeah.
It's a college town.
It's dangerous to ski there.
It's clear that they didn't check Mineola. I'm telling you, Mineola's the safest.
And Mineola is the...
they probably had a population.
No, there are no wagon accidents.
There was probably a basement in the population.
What was that line you told President Clinton when you got Amtrak to run into Mineola, and Amtrak said, we did this survey and there's no reason to stop the train in Mineola because no one wants to get off?
No. Yeah, so no one wants to get off? I said, that's not where you stop. It's Mineolans wanting to get on. Clinton loved it, and that's how the train now stops in Mineola. He ordered the train on the basis of that lie.
Still, and Bush didn't rescind it.
Well, they don't know about it. Oh, they didn't until they listened to the Dave's broadcast.
I'm sure they don't monitor us.
And not only does PJ read the papers, so you don't have to, he reads the blogs.
Oh, dear.
So you don't have to. There's a blog in San Francisco, actually a message board, not a blog, called The Wall, a political, which varies between absolutely stunning insight and just sheer insanity, depending on who's there. But I read on the wall that... Supervisor Peskin, Democrat of Telegraph Hill Dwellers Association, has proposed banning political signs from being hung or attached to light fixtures, and I guess on the contention that this is clutter. But I would think, we don't have enough signs in the city. These are wonderful things. Signs are part of urban life. You know, you should have more signs, more billboards, and the last thing in the world we want to do is make this place
more sterile.
Yeah, more empty. And anyway, he can't run for office again, so it doesn't affect him.
I agree with you. I think we need the signs just to remind people when to vote.
Right.
I think people, unless they see those signs, I won't even be reminded. You're going to stay with us, right?
I sure can.
We get some.
That's P.J. Corkery.
We got some news to go to.
And P.J. Corkery has sex with robots. Actually, that's
no,
the story you have.
No,
in the
doesn't.
Next segment, you have an idea of in 5 years this is possible. Now John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quay.
Ooh, good tease. I don't know how I'm going to follow that. 7:30. Let's do some traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Brought to you by Mattress Discounters. Metering lights on, back up to the foot of the maze. No problems on the approach freeways, basically. Just slow getting up there. Solo crash now in the center divide. 280 northbound before 11th Street in San Jose. Concord crash off the embankment of the Willow Pass off-ramp on 4 eastbound. That right turn lane is blocked by emergency crews doing a cleanup in there. BART's on time. The Powell cable car line is now running. Crews have finished their maintenance work. Come to Mattress Discounters today during their grand opening celebration and pay no interest for up to 24 months on approved credit. Plus, save up to $300 on select Sealy and Simmons special purchase mattress sets. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep or less. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:31, here's what's happening on 960 Quake. The U.S. military says it will conduct DNA tests on those two soldiers' bodies found in Iraq to confirm their identities. Major General William Caldwell says that American forces have recovered the bodies, which he says officials believe are the remains of the two missing soldiers. CHP officers will be starting a crackdown on litter today, part of a joint effort between the Highway Patrol and Caltrans to make our freeways cleaner. The enforcement will go after the most common offenders, people hauling things in trucks, trash not properly tied down, then falling off onto the freeway. The Oakland City Council will vote tonight on a ban on styrofoam containers. The law would force businesses to use biodegradable containers for their food to go. Berkeley has a similar law, so do about...
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm in it. I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Hey, everybody, I'm Willie Brown.
And I'm Will Durst, and we're live here at the Vitale Hotel talking about WorkingAssets.com.
And it's an organization that gives you quality service like any carrier on the wireless side or otherwise.
That's right. And over the last 20 years, they've given $50 million because they give 1% of every dollar you spend to wonderful organizations.
Great do-gooder organizations like the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, the Sierra Club.
Go to workingassets.com/quake.
Imagine a newscast that made you feel as if you were standing in the lobby of your local police station.
Thug shoots thug.
Robberies.
Carjackings.
Want something else from your news? How about stories that matter to you?
How about news that affects how you live from day to day?
We know where to find it. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake. You can listen to The Quake 24/7 at quakeradio.com and on the air at 960 AM. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
.37 on this Tuesday morning, and good morning to you. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Our guest in this segment, PJ Corkery, and we were mentioning something about robots and having sex with them. PJ.
Well, the Times of London, Rupert Murdoch's great newspaper of record, keeps track of these things, and it reports an Italian study which says that in 5 years, robots will be sexy and having sex, and not with one another, but with human beings, and that the robots need to be protected from predatory humans.
You mean to tell me that they didn't know about all these people who currently act like robots when they're having sex?
Those are the models.
Monsieur, she is dead. I thought she was an American.
You wonder, what does a robot fantasize about?
Did I hurt you?
Not me.
Why do you ask? You moved.
Oh, baby.
This Italian study says that basic robots will be walking around on two legs, and I guess we'll have other human appurtenances in 5 years, and that they're likely to be abused by their human owners. So they want a code of ethics.
They won't be owners. They'll be guardians.
Guardians, companions. That's right. And I guess that means your robot can say, I feel uncomfortable with this.
The robot can say, stop.
What's your safe word?
Yeah, what's your safe word?
In the name of love.
plug me in.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yeah.
But they'll also be able to do household chores. I mean, we already have ones that you can go over to Bed Breakfast or Beyond or whatever that big store is over there on 9th Street and buy one of those.
They can walk the dog.
They'll
be able to do a number of things. As a matter of fact, there was a movie in which Will Smith starred, in which the robots were virtual.
iRobot.
That's right, iRobot.
Absolutely nothing to do with the book.
Yeah. So and this also suggests
never let a book get in the way of a good movie.
Certainly. Well, that's
please.
You know, we're in a literary mode here. That's James M. Cain's great line. They asked him about one of his books that became
Postman.
A movie, and they said, "What did you think of what Hollywood did to your book?" And he said, "They didn't do anything to it. It's still up there on the shelf." But they also want robots to have social security numbers, and you know, it makes you wonder. You know, are we going to have to put up with, among the 100 million coming into the country, illegal alien robots and sex worker robots? But who knows? It's all in
guest worker robots.
Guest worker robots.
Green card prospective brides. I mean, there are all kinds.
That's right. There'll be websites that you can.
I can see it now. Craigslist.
Craigslist.
No, Craigslist.
Have you supposed, this is a question.
Craigbot's list.
Do you suppose that anyone has actually had a date with benefits arising out of a Craigslist meeting?
What do you mean with benefits?
I'm trying to be.
You're trying to use a euphemism.
I'm trying
here
to use a euphemism. In other words, does anyone
lucky?
Ever get any action off Craigslist?
I'm sure they do.
Are you asking this crowd? I mean, please look at us.
There's no action here.
Do we look like people that would be any other place than MySpace?
MySpace. MySpace.
I'm all over Facebook.
Now, what about the one to be on is MySpace.
Matchmaker.com. I mean.
MySpace is yesterday. The place to go is Bebo. Bebo.com.
Spell it.
B-E-B-O.
Why?
Huh? Well, it's brand new. It allows you to do all sorts of things that MySpace doesn't, mostly downloading, uploading music, putting it on your web page. Oh. That it is very, very addictive.
So it's the new one?
It's the brand new one.
Okay, MySpace is so...
MySpace is so, you know...
First quarter 2006, yeah.
MySpace is being sued, you know, in some state. There's an occasion where some 14-year-old girl got ripped off by a 19-year-old guy, a 20-year-old guy, and her family is suing the MySpace operation on the basis that they pledged to protect kids, underage kids. So it could be.
Well, my favorite is these kids have put pictures of them drunkenly passed out, and then the prospective employers are finding them.
Well, such as Bill Frist's kids.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. If you look at Wonkette. Over the last few days, last week, they had photos of Bill Frist's silly-looking youngsters on MySpace. One of whom was wearing a pair of Confederate States Army gray breeches. You know, and this is just
what probably provided by his grandfather.
Yeah, who I wore.
PJ Corkery from the San Francisco Examiner joins us here.
That's all the gossip I can fit in.
Yes, all the gossip you could fit in.
Yeah.
Nothing locally, huh, PJ?
Well, just this other thing here, which I kind of like, is that apparently it's illegal to campaign in City Hall. You can't, if you're running for office, you can't electioneer in City Hall. So
within 25 feet of the polling place. You
know, in City Hall itself.
No, in the building.
But they
have a sign that says there's no electioneering within 25 feet of the polling place.
This is at any time.
In the polling place, in City Hall. Why would you have that sign if it's totally illegal in City Hall there?
Well, they don't need a sign, but they're getting around it anyway. The eminent Chris Daley, supervisor of the great district in which we now find ourselves, has a way around this, which is everyone who's for Chris is wearing green Mardi Gras beads around City Hall, and that's how you let the world know you're...
There's a code.
FOC, Friend of Chris.
That's cheating.
I think it's kind of...
You can't accept campaign contributions in a public building in the state of California. That was a little bill put together many years ago by Art Agnos, when he was a member of the state assembly, I think, or somebody under similar circumstances.
So you got to go.
It's what got Shelley. You remember the thing that?
Yeah.
They said Shelley received.
That's right. There was a check.
That's right.
There was a picture of him with a check, right?
Of him on the check.
No.
Is that what
you said? No, there's a picture of him accepting the check or him shaking hands or something.
No. They said there was such a picture. No such picture existed, of course, but. They really didn't need that. They hounded him out of office anyway. Just think, Shelley had not been hounded out of office, he would currently probably be the Democratic nominee for the governor of the state of California. And believe me, he can mimic Arnold better than Arnold.
Can.
And be all interesting of his to see Arnold support Dianne Feinstein, wouldn't it?
Be interesting to see Arnold give immigrants driver's license. I bet you he does that, too. He's doing everything you need to do to make sure there are no Democrats that can complain about his existence. And the Republicans will have no place to go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. And Arnold is putting together a $150 million budget. He's going to spend a lot of that money, in my opinion, on the infrastructure bond measures that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, those are all measures that Democrats embrace, as evidenced by what occurred at the state capitol.
It's going to be tough to pass those.
It's going to be tough to pass them, but it doesn't matter to him. The deal is going to be that you spike Democrats and you keep them from being angry with you when you're pushing like hell to create new jobs, when you're pushing to provide better transportation alternatives, when you're pushing to provide better physical facilities in which people can be educated, when you're pushing to provide all of the things that are part of an infrastructure budget, and repairing of the levees, all those things. Whether or not they passes, that's not the issue. The issue is whether or not he can establish himself not as a bad guy And that's essentially what he is going to do.
He's going to be the sugar daddy to California.
He's trying. He's making it. And my guess is
that
not only will Mr. Mountjoy suffer from an absence of willingness to associate, but I don't think any other Republican on a statewide ballot is going to have Arnold showing up anywhere with them. Why would you show up with them? Why would you show up with McClintock? You already have that vote. Why would you show up with maybe McPherson, the guy that he appointed Secretary of State? He might be forced to do that. But I don't think there's anybody else. The guy here running for insurance commissioner may be responsible. If he comes up with $10 million, yeah, I'll show up with him.
Pombo probably won't want him.
Well, no, he doesn't want Pombo either. Are you kidding me? Schwarzenegger's a great green as compared to Pombo, so that's not a loss at all. And I just think that it's going to be an interesting race in which Democrats are not going to be willing to eagerly embrace each other, and the Republicans are not going to be willing to embrace each other at all.
Well, it was Schmidt who mentioned the name. It was the guy from the White House who came out to run his administration. I don't know if
to
it's
run his
campaign.
Re-election campaign.
Yeah, Steve Schmidt.
Right.
And he's the guy, because Schwarzenegger said that I would be willing to support a Democrat. And Schmidt's the one who mentioned Feinstein's name. I wonder if they will mention McErnie in the 11th district there.
No, they will not.
You don't think so?
No. They would not dare say anything about that guy.
Not to those big farmers.
No. Not until there's a little bit of a problem, more of a problem for the incumbent congressman. There does not appear to be
much of a problem.
That's right.
P.J. Corcoran.
Poor Angelides, squeezed out of his own party by...
PJ, always
it's
great
my
to
party
see
you. And I'll cry if I want
to. Did you hear what Matt Gonzalez said?
What?
Angelides might be the only Democrat in the state of California that could lose to Arnold. He said that yesterday.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
And PJ Corkery, thank you again for being here, as you are every Tuesday morning. We're going to have Congresswoman Barbara Lee in the next hour and in our next segment. The Burst of Durst, 7:48. Keep it real. Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Just do what I tell you. Now, whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Ted Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. Oh, great. Well, here's good news. Now we got that crazy Korean back on the horizon. Yeah, we need him in the international mix the same way a chicken needs to carry a deep fat fryer full of 500-degree peanut oil along on a train trip to Kentucky. Kim Jong-il, the North Korean leader, about as stable as a three-legged picnic table, is threatening to test fire a missile with a 9,300-mile range. He's got the world in his crosshairs and a tizzy. Apparently, someone's feeling a little less than. Poor baby can't get any respect. I mean, you can understand his distress. We're sifted through every piece of sand in the Middle East, looking for anything at this point, some watered-down insect repellent. Meanwhile, the Kimster is jumping up and down. Hey, hey, we got a bomb over here. What? You? Oh, for crumb's sake. Shut up. We're not talking to you. Yeah, but I'm part of the Axis of Evil. Right. You're one of the hubcaps. But aren't you cute? Everybody with the same haircut over there. Besides, what's your delivery system? A muskox? No, no, I got a two-stage rocket that can hit California. Oh, California. Northern California? We should talk. And that's your burst of Durst for today. Brought to you by the good people of Scandinavian
Doctor. That you wrote that for the White House. An appropriate response to the Korean, who's North Korean, by the way, who's in the process of fueling up his equipment in 9,300 miles.
Yeah.
You know,
but
is exactly
didn't the last one they shut off over Japan, didn't it blow the third stage blow up?
That's right, because it's 40-year-old technology. It's really old Soviet methods of doing things with weapons. But
so it might as well be a flying muskox.
And I got to tell you, the people out that should be more concerned should not be the U.S.
You know, Japan
it'll be
and China.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, he's right next door, and no matter what. The missiles have got to be able to reach either one of their complexes.
Hell, they could get 50 guys just lob it over the border.
Or carry it with a water buffalo.
Now,
there are water buffaloes all over the place.
He's just fueling it up, which means he's got a month window before he... And then
launch.
There's a possibility that they may put a satellite on it and claim it's for civilian purposes and try to get past.
Yeah, but you would have to go out of space. It could not be, you know, it couldn't be aimed at Lodi. It would have to be.
Why'd you pick Lodi?
Well,
oh, Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again.
I'm just thinking of something where we wouldn't lose much.
For the people of Central Valley.
It's a good thing this radio station not reached there. Oh, my God. I can see them now.
What did he say? He said we got to rebuild Highway 99.
And Lodi is Highway 99.
Yeah, I know.
How did you know that?
Oh, I'm not as dumb as I look.
Oh. So, so do you think China and Japan are going to take over the... stewardship of steering
axis
him
of evil.
Yeah.
The hubcap. He's a hubcap.
Yeah,
and you talked about the guy with the same haircut. I mean, Will, you really were being very Texas-like today.
Oh, you think I'm being antagonistic to Mr. Kim Jong-il?
I think, you know, I can see it now. You won't be invited to
the Korean Day Parade that we're doing here in the city.
What about his debut as a Neil Diamond impersonator? Because that's how he dresses. I mean, he's got those sunglasses and the shirts and the haircut. He looks like a Neil Diamond.
You didn't notice the shoes.
No, no.
He's got sparkle lips on the shoes. They got to be Jimmy Choo's. or Jimmy Choo knockoff.
Yeah,
or the other.
4-inch lips, huh?
That's right. That's right. But he's quite a character, though. And some of the people here are, you know, from that part of the country. As a matter of fact, during the course of one of those years in which I was trying to control the House and I needed Republicans to be, you know, more cooperative, I actually helped one visit Korea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He went off to visit Korea and he stayed over there till the day before the vote.
Pyongyang?
He came back.
North Korea?
Well, I had him in the witness protection program in Korea.
So we're not talking, huh?
No, I won't tell you where, because the CIA couldn't even find him. Republicans did everything in the world to try to find him, but I had perfectly sashed him. If you check, you know, the houses with the red lights in front of them, nobody ever believes anybody lives there. And so the arrangement had been made, and he stayed there, and he came back the Sunday night. Monday morning, you walked in and cast the vote appropriately.
Man, we needed you in charge of the Texas legislature when they went over to Oklahoma and Tom DeLay found them after chartering commandeering.
But even after finding them, somehow they could put enough pressure on only two of them to get them to cave in. I assumed that there was a problem with the mortgage. You know, they do that. Politicians check other people's mortgages. And if you're late, we try to figure out how to put the squeeze to you and have a conversation with you about how to reduce the pressure on the squeeze.
Man, that's nasty.
No, it isn't.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Thank you. That's exactly what it is.
And that's what it is. And Barbara Lee, Congresswoman from the East Bay, will join us in the next segment. It's World Refugee Day, and we'll find out about her efforts in Darfur and what's the latest word. 7:58. Got some news, weather, and traffic first. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A U.S. military official says it appears the two bodies found in Iraq are those of two American soldiers missing since Friday. Correspondent Ed Lavanderas in Houston, the hometown of one of the men.
The aunt of Army Private First Class Christian Menchaca has told CNN that they have received official word from the U.S. military that one of the missing soldiers found in Iraq is that of the 23-year-old Army Private First Class from the Houston area.
The other man is PFC Thomas Tucker of Madras, Oregon. DNA tests will be conducted to make positive IDs. Senate Democrats are pushing for a drawdown of troops from Iraq, and debate on that issue intensifies today. President Bush has made it clear there will be no early pullout. The U.S. military says three soldiers have been charged with murder in the May killings of three Iraqi prisoners. They're also accused of obstruction of justice and of threatening a fellow soldier if he told the truth about what happened. Former Bush administration official David Safavian has been convicted of obstruction of justice and making false statements. He was an associate of former lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who has admitted to influence peddling. The government says new home and apartment construction increased by 5% in May. Now, that's a rebound after three straight monthly declines, but chief economist of the National Association of Home Builders, Dave Siders, is not overly excited by the news.
This report really doesn't change my view that the overall direction of the housing sector is still downward.
Dan Rather has reached an agreement to leave CBS after 44 years. Host of CNN's Reliable Sources, Howard Kurtz, says the network made the announcement this morning.
Sean McManus, president of CBS News, saying the biggest names in the CBS News history are Murrow, Cronkite, Rather, Les Moonves, heaping praise on Dan Rather. What the release doesn't say, which I reported last week, is the reason Dan Rather is leaving is that CBS has chosen not to renew his contract.
Rather's reported to be considering doing a weekly show on the HDNet High Definition Network. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 8:04. This report brought to you by Baskin Robbins. Not a lot happening in the Bay Area. A couple exceptions, and here they are. Stop and go on 101 southbound after University Avenue. There was a five-car doink-doink fender bender. They've got it moved off to the shoulder now. Two-car crash off the Willow Pass Road embankment there, that off-ramp. A couple emergency vehicles there, too. That's four eastbound Willow Pass Road. BART running on time. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza back up to the foot of the maze. Baskin Robbins and Togo's are giving the ultimate summer escape. Just imagine you and nine of your guests cruising in a fully stocked luxury houseboat. Go to winahouseboattrip.com or visit participating Baskin Robbins and Togo's locations today. We'll check local headlines at the bottom of the hour. Check real-time local traffic anytime on our website, quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. It's another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
At 8:05, we are live from the Hotel Vitale, corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can come by and hang out in the lounge while Will Durst and Willie Brown do their thing, and I'm Paul Wells here. Just having a good Tuesday. Barbara Lee, Congresswoman, is going to join us. She is part of a protest at the White House today on Darfur at noon East Coast time.
I don't think this is the first time that she's been so exposed. As a matter of fact, I think she may have been arrested and at least detained on some other occasion, along with several other members of her group.
We have Congresswoman Barbara Lee from the East Bay on with us right now. Good morning, and welcome back to 960 The Quake, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you.
Hello, Barbara. Willie Brown here.
How are you?
Fine. I was just mentioning that I think you've been arrested once for demonstrating, haven't you, in front of this issue?
You know, one of the efforts that I've been mounting is trying to raise the heat in terms of the pressure we're putting on the Sudanese government to end this genocide. And so I'm organizing members of Congress, especially members of the Black Caucus, to go down to the Sudanese embassy and protest. And, of course, once trespassing their grounds, you are arrested if, in fact, you don't leave, and we are not going to leave. And so I was arrested, detained, put in a cell for about 2 hours and released. And subsequent to that, we had additional members of Congress to get arrested. And we're going to continue with that. Today we're having a die-in over in front of the White House. We're working with Africa Action and other faith groups and community organizations, and we're going to go to Lafayette Park and stage another very visible protest. And the only way I think that the Khartoum government will stop this is that international pressure, vis-a-vis divestment and withholding of you know, pension funds and investments and companies that are invested in Sudan, that's the only way they're going to listen.
Barbara,
and it's time to turn the heat up.
Barbara, you've been on this quest now for almost 2 years. I remember so clearly your enlisting my support when I served on CalPERS to sign those letters that where all this business of trying to divest started.
That's right, and I really thank you for your leadership on that CalPERS board, because we never would have gotten this far in the state of California. You know, CalSTRS has officially declared that they're going to figure out a way to divest. CalPERS is moving forward. They're a little slower, but we've got to keep the heat on these pension funds so they can do that. I went to Darfur over 2 years ago with Don Cheadle and Paul Rusesabagina, who actually was the person who saved the lives in Hotel Rwanda. And let me tell you, what I saw there, I will never forget. Thousands of people in refugee camps with glares in their eyes, totally traumatized. They had seen and witnessed their family members and their children and wives and sisters being raped. They told us of the bombs that came down on the villages. Of course, the Khartoum government bombs these villages, and they deny it, but the people in the refugee camps drew pictures. The children drew pictures of the airplanes dropping the bombs. Then they would draw a picture of men on horsebacks, and these are the Janjaweed, the militia, who came through and just demolished the villages, burned the villages, raped the women, and that's how 450,000 people so far have been killed.
Most Americans, Barbara, do not know of this struggle, and they don't understand the basis for the struggle. Why don't you walk them through in a 1 or 2 minute carryover, if you would.
Well, there's a historical reason, unfortunately, for all of this, and it has to do with land, the herders, the people who own the land versus those who farm the land, and you've got this big push now to move the herders off of the land by the Sudanese government, and the issues of the Arab Africans, the Muslim Africans versus the Christian Africans and the Janjaweed, and the tribal issues are very complex, and so it really is about land, but it ultimately ends up being the African Sudanese that are being killed by the Arab Sudanese, but yet they're all black, and so it's a very complicated issue. But it's historical, and it has to do with control of land in certain regions, and also, of course, oil.
And the Khartoum government is controlled by the Arabs, blacks, right?
Right. The Khartoum government, under Bashir's leadership, is controlled by the black Arab.
Right.
And let me tell you, we met with the president of Algeria. We met with Mubarak in Egypt. And one of the great disappointments that I have in terms of the leadership from the Arab world is they are in complete denial that this is happening. And so we've got to also continue to pressure the neighboring countries to pressure Bashir in Sudan to stop this, because it is a very sinister way of, you know, it's a genocide taking place, and it's a genocide taking place by the Arab Sudanese against the African Sudanese. And that is very, I think, complicated, but it's very insidious, and people need to understand that while the racial dimensions are there, everyone is black.
This is Congresswoman Barbara Lee from the East Bay here on 960 The Quake. Congresswoman Lee, tell us, what's the reaction of the Bush government on this issue?
Well, it was just about 2 years ago that the Congressional Black Caucus, actually June 24th, we held a press conference saying we were going to move forward with our declaration of genocide. Colin Powell then was Secretary of State. And we were able to, on a bipartisan basis, get the declaration of genocide through the Congress over to the Bush administration, and they signed that. Now, they were slow to step up to the plate in terms of enacting what's required once a declaration of genocide takes place. And it's been because of the Congressional Black Caucus, Congressman Lantos, our leader Nancy Pelosi, George Miller, all of us have been pushing this Bush administration to do the right things. For instance, humanitarian assistance. I believe now the United States is one of the largest donors for food and medicine. People are dying there of starvation, and they're very, very sick. And so we have, though not enough, the Bush administration has asked for an increase in funding for humanitarian assistance and also for the African Union. But it's been, you know, we're on the same page, but we have to keep nudging the administration to move forward. And we need to make sure that they support sanctions. We're moving Darfur Peace and Accountability Bill through the Congress now. It passed the House. And we're calling for increased sanctions. And I think the Bush administration has been a little slow to step up to the plate on that, because I think they could actually use our leverage with China. You know, we provided trade benefits, permanent trade relations with China. We have a huge trade deficit. And I don't think they pressured the Chinese government nor the Russian government to help us in this genocide. The Chinese government, China Petrol is there. You know, they've got all kinds of oil deals going on. And arms sales are taking place. And so I think the Bush administration has not leveraged China and Russia like they should, and they need to do that.
Any possibility that some action could happen in the UN?
Well, the UN has moved to send, and there is a peace agreement, though it's not a strong peace agreement that has been enacted, but Kofi Annan, we met with Kofi Annan when we returned from Darfur this year, went to the UN, and the UN has authorized an international presence. But unfortunately, the Sudanese president, Bashir, has said that he opposes the deployment of international troops. And so, you know, one of the things that we're talking about today is we have to make sure that the Bush administration and the Congress continues to pressure the president of the Sudan to accept the international troops, because he is worried about recolonizing the Sudan. Quite frankly, that's unfounded. And his attempts to block the United Nations, the international force, is allowing more people each and every day to be killed.
All right, this Congresswoman Barbara Lee from the East Bay and from Oakland, California. She's occupying the seat that was once held by the new mayor-elect of Oakland. And I think that before you bail out on us, you ought to say something about that, Barbara.
Well, of course, I'm very excited. I think the people are very excited, not only in Oakland, but throughout the country. I think what Ron is going to bring, first of all, he's a world-class leader. Oakland deserves a world-class mayor. He has a vision for the city, but yet Ron knows how to get the job done. He's a person who believes that everyone should be at the table, regardless of income or race, and he's a person who is fair. He knows how to manage, and I think that the city is going to be well-served by his election. And, of course, having worked for him for 11 years, and I was an intern for him, I'm very proud of what I learned from Ron. And one of the things that I learned is you have to be a unifier, not a divider. And Ron certainly is a unifier, and I know that he's going to move forward in that fashion. And I think that people in Oakland will be very delighted with his leadership.
As of now, you are in the Congress. Mr. Dellums is the new mayor-elect, and Sondre Swanson is the assembly member-elect. If one looked closely at that, it would be Dellums all the way. All three of you are from the same cloth, so to speak.
Well, you also have Supervisor Keith Carson, who's president of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors. Keith worked for Ron for many, many years.
And so suddenly you've got a presence over there of African Americans, all of whom have been trained, long years of political service, who without a question have always demonstrated the best in the world of integrity. How do you now account for that dramatic success?
Well, I think the people of Oakland have recognized the tremendous job that Ron has done through his years, 27 years serving in Congress, in terms of the positions he's taken, the legislation he's authored, and the funds that he brought into the city of Oakland. I believe also that the people of Oakland understand that Ron really is the father of coalition politics, and yes, we can lead, and we know how to be fair to everyone, and it's not about African Americans being here, there, and yonder in different positions. It's about the best qualified, those with the most experience, and those who have a vision for what our community can be. And I think that people have recognized that there's precedent for this, and there's a long history, and they voted accordingly.
I want to congratulate you, but I also would like to have you stick around for a minute, because a subject matter near and dear, the Iraqi war. Can you hold on for just a minute?
Mm-hmm, sure.
All right. That's Congresswoman Barbara Lee on 960 The Quake. And the music says Barbara Lee will have to answer my question about Iraq in just a minute.
Stay with us. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. 8:17 on this Tuesday morning. Progressive Talk Radio 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Start your day with news and commentary you can't hear anywhere else. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning on 960 The Quake.
One, two, three, four.
Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And we have Congresswoman Barbara Lee joining us from Washington, D.C.
Please hang up and...
We had Barbara Lee.
Did we lose her? We apparently must have lost her. Barbara?
We'll have to get her back.
She's not there. We got to get her back because she was the lone vote after 9/11, shortly after 9/11, on giving the president unlimited and unrestricted power and authority to pursue the terrorists. And so, and Barbara Lee was vilified for that.
She took a lot of flack.
Yeah, and now over the years, her concerns are clearly proven to be right. Most people misinterpreted her vote, I think. They said it was a vote against his efforts, and it was not. It was requests congressional oversight and the appropriate constitutional regulatory authority that may have in one manner or another, been helpful in avoiding many of the deaths and the lives that have been lost, much of the carnage that has been visited, and much of the bad things that have happened. Barbara, are you there yet?
I'm here.
All right. I'm talking about your original vote, and now we have Carl Levin, Dianne Feinstein trying their best in the Senate as we speak to get some form of a statement that the troops will be withdrawn without reference to a schedule or what have you. What's the atmosphere back there on this issue now that Republicans are trying to make it a case again of war and security and a fight on terrorism in this year's election?
You know, they're all squirming. It's just outrageous that they're trying to rewrite history and trying to codify the fact that the war against Iraq, this illegal, immoral war and occupation, is part of the global war on terror, and it just is not the case. There was no connection between the horrible attacks of 9/11 and Saddam Hussein and Iraq. They were planning to go into Iraq from day one, and they used 9/11, as I said they were doing, to give them, you know, that kind of power and that kind of cover to go in and do what they have done in Iraq. And people who voted for that know that now that it was all a hoax. We know that there were no weapons of mass destruction. We knew that then. In fact, then I offered an alternative resolution that said, I'll prove it if you just let the UN continue with their inspections. Got 72 votes on that. No one really could come to grips with the fact that an administration could really not tell the truth about going to war. And so fast forward, here we are now. I have authored amendments, got into the House and Senate version of the supplemental, went into conference stating basically no funds can be used to establish permanent military bases. The president has said he didn't want permanent bases. Rumsfeld has said that. All of them say that. Yet they get into conference, and what do? They take that amendment out of the supplemental bill.
It just disappeared, right?
It just disappeared. And so in the debate last week, I said now the question becomes not when we're bringing our troops home, but if we're bringing our troops home. And so to Congressman Murtha's credit, he was able to put it in the defense bill that's coming on the floor today. And guess who's trying to take it out? Congressman King, who's a very right-wing congressman who really thwarted the efforts for the Mondale Shirek post office bill in Berkeley, condemning what I was doing in terms of my local district to name a post office after Mondale Shirek, which all members of Congress have the privilege to do. Well, he's the person who's offering the amendment now to take it out of the defense bill.
Can you guys keep it in?
We're going to work very hard. I'll be on the floor debating it, and we're going to try. And he may call for a roll call vote, but I tell you one thing, if he does, you know, let the record show who thinks we should be there permanently and who thinks we should not be there permanently. The American people, and polls have been taken on this, and I've been working on this for 2 years as a standalone resolution. 80% of the American people do not want permanent military bases in Iraq. The Iraqis do not want permanent military bases there, regardless of who they are and where they're coming from, you know, Shia versus Sunni. You know, they don't want permanent military bases there. And so you can't tell me that this administration can say one thing and do another and get away with it. And so every chance I get, I'm going to put it right out there. And
well, Congresswoman, So far, they have said whatever they wanted to say.
And then did whatever they wanted to do.
And lie about it. That's right. And
yeah. But you know what? Their day of reckoning is coming. And November is right around the corner. And then 2 years is not far away. And so we have got to make sure that the American people understand that they're going against every democratic value and every notion that people want in this country in terms of bringing our troops home, ending this war, stopping this $400 billion plus budget that's funding this war, that's taking us into, deficit spending, like our grandchildren are going to have to pay for what we're doing today. Great-grandchildren, really.
Spend and spend. We're speaking with Congresswoman Barbara Lee from Oakland. She's being part of World Refugee Day. I'm wondering about the fact that Congress has been run by the Republicans. They've had control since 1995, and there have been five raises for Congress based on the cost of living adjustments, the automatic raises for Congress, and in that time, there have been absolutely no raises in minimum wage. Why aren't the people getting a raise? Why does Congress keep giving itself a raise?
Let me tell you, I think that and part of our agenda, and I know that Nancy Pelosi is going to be speaker if we do the work that we need to do. And on day one of the bills that she will be introducing is to increase the minimum wage. It is totally outrageous that people have to live off of less than, $6 an hour in America.
About $11,000 a year.
Yeah. Poverty rates have gone up. 34 million people in poverty since Bush has been in. Children, there's an increase of children living in poverty. And, we should raise the minimum wage. We should do it now. I think we were able to get it in one of the appropriations bills is coming on the floor hopefully this week, and we'll see if they try to take it out. But, for me personally, an increase in the minimum wage we have to do, but we need a living wage. And sooner or later, we have to get to that point in our country where people have to be able to make a living wage that takes into account the housing costs, the transportation costs. I mean, look at our area. It takes almost $30 an hour just to survive in the Bay Area. And so, yes, we must increase the minimum wage, but we've got to do a lot more. Universal health care, affordable housing, all of the economic strategies to help increase the quality of life for people, we need to do. And so increasing the minimum wage is going to happen day one once Nancy Pelosi becomes our speaker.
You seek in re-election, are you not?
Every 2 years.
Do you have an opponent, or have you looked?
Oh, no. Please, listen. Now, do you know what, and I run elections I run very hard. I have a Republican and a Libertarian, and I run very hard because I think people have to know what I'm doing, what positions I've taken, and they need to feel good about voting for whomever they vote for Congress. And so I run very hard so that I can put my record out there so people can question me and so they can become more informed. And I was very proud of the fact that out of all of the members who were running in California, the Democratic members, just in raw numbers, I got more votes than anyone in the state of California on the Democratic congressional delegation. I think I got 72,000, and that's a testament to getting people to the polls, and that's what I think is important, and that's why I run very hard, because I'm trying to help people feel empowered and take control of their lives and participate in the democratic processes. And so elections provide that opportunity. I'm running, and I'm running hard, and I hope people will vote for me.
Well, we congratulate this grandmother who is represented Oakland in Congress. You hear her? She's going to kill me.
Willie Brown, it's BB. That's grandmother in Swahili. No, my grandchildren don't call me grandmother. They call me BB. So please call me BB.
Well, as a people, I want to thank you for fighting for us, for our rights, and keeping up the good fight there in the 202 area code. And don't get arrested today at the die-in, because we we need you on the floor to vote for the resolution against Iraq.
Well, I can't say what's going to happen today at this diet, but I know one thing. We're going to tell George Bush he needs to send a clear signal that we've got to get the AU and the international forces into Sudan quickly so that we can stop this genocide.
All right, we'll see you at home, Barbara.
Okay.
And thank you for joining us before this White House protest about Darfur at noon, which would be 9 o'clock our time. Right now, we got John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. It's 8:31. Let's do traffic first, brought to you by Sleep Train. Palo Alto crash, 5 cars now cleared to the shoulder on 101 southbound at University. 4 car crash blocks the left lane now on 101 southbound before 280. Petaluma now on the shoulder as well, 101 northbound before Sierra Ave, and now on the shoulder 80 westbound after Willow Ave in Hercules. Don't know if it was one or two cars, but it's out of the lanes at least. Metering lights on, back up to the foot of the maze, the Bay Bridge toll plaza. Right now at the Sleep Train, you'll pay no interest till 2010 during their 21st anniversary celebration. No down payment, no interest for up to 48 months on approved credit. Hurry in today and find out why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. Reminder, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Our website's got it, quakeradio.com. Here's what's happening. At 8:32, Major General William Caldwell says the military believes two bodies recovered in Iraq are those of two soldiers who vanished on Friday. Caldwell says the remains are being taken back to the United States for positive verification. An Iraqi official says, regrettably, the men were killed in a barbaric way. Lead was removed from gasoline decades ago, a change driven by concerns over lead's effect on our ecology. So why is there still so much lead allowed in your water fixtures? The lead can leach directly into the water you drink. The California Assembly taking action, moving on a bill which reduces allowable levels of lead to 0.25% in the next 4 years. That is significantly less than the current legal levels of 8% in your pipes and 4% in your faucets. Phil Angelides made a campaign stop in the South Bay yesterday to promote his plan to reform the state's health care system. One of Angelides' visits was to Foothill Medical Center in San Jose. He said the health care is one of the key issues in this year's governor's race. Fire season well underway, and that is especially evident this morning in Martinez. Crews are trying to bulldoze a protective area around a gigantic pile of, oddly enough, firewood. The blaze started in a 2-acre pile of wood. That's a football field. And it happened yesterday afternoon. The pile's proximity to dry grass, which is close to one of the area's many refineries, and you can put two and two together, the blaze is so intense it'll have to burn itself out. The firefighters are just working to ensure the flames don't spread to the nearby more volatile land around the refineries. Quake weather today, warm, real warm, inland highs in the low 90s, around 70 at the coast if we get lucky and no fog today, and around the bay, 70s and 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning RX trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning RX is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning RX's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Are you deaf yet?
You should be. 960 The Quake sounds great in HD digital, CD quality sound, and no static.
Are you deaf yet?
Not only that, but there's secret stations on HD digital radio, all free from hip-hop to jazz. Find out about HD Radio. Visit QuakeRadio.com. Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
8:38, Tuesday, June 20th, day before the solstice. One of our guests today will be Tim Flannery. He's written a book, The Weathermakers, How Man is Changing the Climate and What It Means for Life on Earth. Tomorrow is Earth Day internationally. And so that will be a good guest to have in our next hour.
Because it's the solstice.
Mm-hmm, the solstice. That's the...
So they picked the solstice as Earth Day?
An official Earth Day besides the American Earth Day that happens in April.
That's unusual because it's only the it's only the longest day of the year in the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, it's the shortest day of the year.
Well, we'd have to look at the southern hemisphere and find out how they celebrate Earth Day.
No, but I wonder if it's Earth Day for them too. I guess it's just in the dark. Their Earth Day is in the dark. Oh, there it is. It's not there anymore.
It's a shorter Earth Day. We have this story in this morning. Official found guilty for covering up Abramoff ties. A White House official, the head of the GSA at one time.
You know, it's always that way. People get suspected of having allegedly engaged in some conduct, which may not be as egregious as one would think. And then suddenly, however... the fact that they try to conceal it becomes the basis for what they're ultimately convicted of. And this is, in fact, one of those occasions.
But this is endemic in this administration. These guys just lie about everything. They never admit a mistake. They've never done anything wrong. They refuse to accept that they're ever going to be
crucified are convicted of anything, and they just lie and obfuscate and just throw stuff in your way, obstacles, so that you can't find out the truth. And then eventually you find out the truth and nobody cares. The truth is on page 13 below the fold, hidden behind the horsey with three head stories.
And they get convicted of withholding the information. Not that necessarily the information was illegal or improper. One example to say, yes, I know Jack. I'm an old friend of Jack's, and you're no Jack. If they had said that, that may have stopped any further dialogue. Because the next question will be, well, the fact that you know Jack, did that influence your decision to do something that benefited one of Jack's clients?
If you're trying to hide the fact that you knew Jack,
you've already cut off. Yeah. You've already admitted that, particularly if you did know Jack, you already admitted that you must have had some kind of improper relationship with Jack because you don't want anybody to know about it.
But it's so redundant to say that this administration doesn't know Jack.
Well, you got to know, though, that this guy has been convicted. This guy was the chief of procurement for this administration. That's a pretty significant role.
For the GSA.
That's right. That's a pretty significant role in the scheme of things and for domestic purposes because of the billions of dollars the government spends acquiring goods and services. This guy was number one.
So he's picking all the vendors. He's deciding whose goods and services we're buying. And the military, not the military, though, right? Pretty much everybody but the military.
Everybody but the military because
they have their own procurement officers.
Right. But can you imagine this guy at that level, if he had been a Democrat? It's not like he had $90,000 in his refrigerator. He had the bank in his refrigerator.
He had $90 billion.
Yes, that's right. He didn't have $90,000. And obviously, his operation was far more comprehensive, far more pervasive in terms of all the things that he was doing and how he was benefited from it. He literally got convicted of four of the five charges.
Four of the five charges, and we're talking about David Safavian on 960 The Quake, found guilty this morning of the Bush administration covering up his dealings with Republican influence peddler Jack Abramoff. The jury found Safavian guilty of obstructing the work of the GSA inspector general and of lying to a GSA ethics official. It also convicted him of lying to the GSA's Office of Inspector General of making a false statement to the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. And he was acquitted of a charge of obstructing the committee's investigation. He went on a golfing trip to Scotland, and other participants were Representative Bob Ney, Republican Ohio, two of Ney's aides, and Christian Coalition founder Ralph Reed were all part of that Scottish trip.
Nice trip.
And they all tried to lie about the cost of the trip.
Oh, $3,200.
That includes everything.
$3,200.
Probably $3,200 for a round of golf. But with these guys, $3,200 was just a figure.
Airfare, 5 days hotel at what was it? $700 a night.
And this is not
$340.
This hotel is not like keep the light on for you. It's not that hotel. This is a real luxury type hotel, and all the things connected with it. And to suggest that it cost only $3,200 is obviously a lie.
$3,200.
Yeah, they could have paid for it and had no problem. You know, it's just strange. But yet,
how's he going to pay the $250,000 fine?
He's not. That fine will be written off after the elections are over.
Pardons. There's also pardons that could come down the line.
And then they'll give him back whatever fine he's paid with interest.
Is that true?
If you know that to be true, but I tell you, he should be entitled to it. If you get pardoned,
if he had a good lawyer,
you relieve. Yes.
Yes.
However, I wouldn't take it on the contingency basis. With this guy, I wouldn't trust him. He'd have to pay me up front.
With those judges, you could afford it.
And if he said to me, "Well, I don't have any money," I said, "Well, how did you get money before you came here?" He said, "Well, you suggest." No, I'm not suggesting.
What about that account you have in the Cayman Islands?
That's right. That's
about that money.
Or what about the one in the name of your grandmother who died before you were born? I mean, you've been signing her name, Lucy whomever. All of that is part of the deal. But he did get convicted, and that's got to be hurt. That's got to hurt the Republicans in some way, because all of a sudden now if he intends to reduce his sentence, he's going to have to start talking. He's going to have to say who else was involved in what he was doing if there were other people. And the fact that Bob Ney was on the same trip in the same vein and has yet to be
number one, right?
Yeah, has yet to be removed as a possible target. Unlike Karl Rove, who's been removed as a possible target,
the unindicted
Ney has not been removed as a possible target. And that's got to make Democrats somewhat happier than they've been.
It ain't $90,000 in cash in the freezer, though.
No, but you know,
they're going to tie him to money. They have to tie him to money. A paper bag full of cash is the only thing people understand.
Well, we haven't heard anything about this now for the last 4 or 5 days, except what we've said. It has just dropped off the scale. It's dropped off the radar screen. The minute Bush went into the green zone, you know, if Dollar Bill had any idea he was going to the green zone, maybe he would have gotten a ride.
Drop me off.
Yeah, drop me. Where are you going?
Apparently to a memo that was sent, and it's a classified memo. And the memo, we don't know why it ended up at the Washington Post, but it was. It says that things are not as good in the green zone in Iraq as Bush is saying they are.
Well, actually, that memo, according to the Washington Post, crossed paths with Bush. Bush was headed over there, and the memo was headed here. And
at the same time.
At the same time.
Oh, so
when Bush lands, the memo lands here, he's unaware of the memo. He paints this rosy picture, and the memo painted a picture just the opposite. And it was from a collection of observations made by people who work in the embassy over there, by people who work in the various agencies that are in Iraq on behalf of the U.S. government. And they stated chapter and verse about what the problems were as they see them.
Not pretty.
Problems are as they see them. And it was, frankly, kind of a devastated account of what's going on over there. Then you get the president going over and saying, ha, are you kidding me? It's like going, you know, to church on Sunday in Crawford, Texas. The only thing you had to worry about was Cindy Sheehan. And over there, the only thing you had to worry about was their version of Cindy Sheehan. He equated...
A lot of barbecues over here. A lot of barbecues. I see barbecue fires everywhere. They must be grilling out a lot, having a good time.
But this memo said it's even dangerous now in the green zone. And then this morning, of course, those two poor soldiers that were captured.
Two bodies were found.
Two bodies were found, and they now acknowledge that
it was them.
It is them, and they were not given a
no,
very
and apparently must have been
to their
mutilated.
Lives. Mm. Their very young lives. One was 23, one was 26. We'll talk more about Iraq in the next hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. It's the What Would Willie Do segment coming right up, 848 on 960. Progressive Talk Radio, The Quake.
Did you see where three GIs were convicted of murder?
Hey, guys. Remember that old song line, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues? Well, for me, just ain't true. Not since I found Nature Bee. And here's Mike Buck to help cure your summertime blues.
Good morning, Will. Hello there, San Fran. You know, by taking Nature Bee plant pollen every day, you get every single one of the 22 elements that we need for human existence. Now, the fact is, good nutrition means a healthier mind and body. That means more energy, better sleep, improved concentration, a big boost to your whole system. Two little golden capsules a day, that's what you want. All the vitamins and aminos, minerals, antioxidants your body needs to chase away them summertime blues.
Hey, buddy, that all sounds great, but how are we going to be able to tell that this Nature Bee is working?
All right, shortly after you start taking Nature Bee, the first thing you notice, hey, I'm sleeping a little bit better. Who's that face looking at me in the mirror? I'm looking good, and by the way, I got tons more energy.
Well, count us in. How can our listeners order their order? Get their Nature Bee.
That is the easy part. All you got to do is go online or call toll-free to New Zealand. You get a big 6-month supply of Nature Bee for just $99. They throw in the sizzling summer pack, which is a big bottle of the best sunscreen on the planet, It's worth $30, and that's free. Small postage fee right to your door all the way from New Zealand. Toll-free call, make it now, 1-866-834-8355. Now, come on, write it down, give it a call, 1-866-834-8355. Or if you want, clickety-click. Go online, naturebee, that's naturebee.com.
Okay, everybody, that number once again is 1-866-834-8355. Be like me, order yours today. Call now, 1-866-834-8355.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
960, The Quake. On the air, online, and now broadcasting in HD digital. Find out more at quakeradio.com.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
We ask a question of the mayor right out of today's news. Comes in an email from a listener to The Quake named Bruce. What's the best way to combat the lies the Republicans are promoting about the Democrats' position on Iraq? Frist says surrender is not an option, implying the Democrats want to surrender. He also gets the limelight from the media for such pronouncements. What would Willie do to help Democrats get their message out?
If the Democrats had a message, a consistent message on Iraq, they would not have a problem with the having to combat the lies, because the dialogue would be around their message. But where they are blank and just state their opposition to the Bush position, then Republicans are smart enough to give them a position on basis of interpretation and then proceed to suggest that that position is inconsistent with where the American people ought to be and inconsistent with being patriotic, inconsistent with supporting the troops. They would not have that problem if the Democrats would simply say in clear, concise terms, bring the troops home. We have no business whatsoever, as John Murtha has so eloquently put it, we have no business in Iraq. There is absolutely no justification for the U.S. involvement therein. If they said that, then you would not have any reason to be concerned about the misinterpretation, because your Republican attackers would have to go after what you said and what your proposal is rather than what they attribute to be your, what you've said and what they attribute to be your proposal. That's what Willie would do.
On 960 The Quake, that's our question of the day, Will.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They just keep changing what you say. It's like Deborah Saunders today in the Chronicle. Diane Feinstein, cut and run! Cut and run! She wants to cut and run!
She says in her column that the word redeploy is the Democratic cover-up for what is really cut and run. It's a, you know, these conservative columnists all walk in lockstep. They know what the drill is, they know why they're headed in that direction, and they put their own spin on it. Well, Diane and her colleagues who are moving the proposed amendment on the floor in the U.S. Senate are all trying to be as smooth as they possibly can. They're trying to reaffirm their commitment to support for the troops, while at the same time trying to give the American people hope that the troops will be home. They say, in effect, the administration should come back to us by the end of 2006 with a plan as to when the troops will be coming home or how they intend to get the troops home.
No, 72% of the troops think they should be home by the end of the year.
Which means that instead of pussyfooting around, as the Democrats are doing, the Deborah Sanderses of the world would have to acknowledge that when Dianne Feinstein says, bring the troops home by Christmas,
she's
that's
supporting
not cut
the
and
troops.
Run.
She's that's supporting
right.
the troops.
That is right. That is not cut and run. When she says those things, and then, of course, Ms. Aguilar sent us the communications.
Rose
and in
Aguilar,
that communications,
right.
it says that there is a family, Paul, and in that family, they had a son named John,
the
who
Hertz.
Is no longer with us as a result of the absence of the appropriate equipment that he needed if he was going to be fighting the Iraqi war, and that there is absolutely no reason why people who are pro-war and now are anti-war shouldn't have their voices heard and shouldn't have their stories told. Believe me, Democratic members of the U.S. Senate, Democratic members of the House ought to be providing the leadership on this issue, and then the issue would not be forcing you to have to deny a lie. After all, the American people seem to be comfortable with people who lie. Otherwise, how did Bush get elected?
Because he lies to their strength. Because Americans don't want to be cowards. Americans want to stand up for what's right. And he keeps saying that we're standing up for what's right. He doesn't say who's right. It's not the Iraqis. Right. It's not right now. Things are worse for them, and we're just stirring up a hornet's nest and making it worse.
And
I don't think there's any hope over there.
And
really
let me tell you, the longer we stay there, the more dependent, in my belief, the Iraqis become on providing the services that they would provide for themselves were we not there. So, get the hell out of Iraq.
There you go. And the conversation continues. Your phone calls at 866-960-5753. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The U.S. military says it thinks the bodies of two missing American soldiers have been found southwest.